From NPR News, this is Weekend Edition. I'm Leanne Hansen. Congress met yesterday in a frantic weekend session trying to wrap up business for the year and let representatives and senators scatter around the country for Thanksgiving. Both chambers passed a giant omnibus bill to fund the federal government, but several last-minute additions to the measure angered many lawmakers. Congress did not pass the other big item on the agenda, intelligence reform legislation. NPR's Andrea Seabrook reports.
For months, House and Senate representatives have been in sensitive negotiations on the bill that would put in place reforms recommended by the 9/11 Commission. It is supposed to streamline and strengthen U.S. intelligence gathering agencies. But after days of swirling rumors of the bill's death and resurrection, the intelligence reform legislation was not passed.
It's hard to reform. It's hard to make changes.
That's House Speaker Dennis Hastert. He spoke to reporters after a meeting with the entire group of House Republicans in which he tried to get them to accept the bill. But the final version didn't include several immigration provisions that many conservatives wanted. One would have tightened controls on how immigrants get driver's licenses. The other would have given the federal government the power to deport suspected terrorists with no trial. Pennsylvania Republican Congressman Kurt Weldon was incensed that those provisions didn't make the final cut.
It's like we've bent over backwards to protect illegal immigrants in this legislation. I mean, who are we protecting? The citizens of America or an illegal immigrant who sneaks across the border in Mexico?
The compromise bill would also have taken many intelligence gathering powers out of the Pentagon. That was a problem for some from the beginning of negotiations months ago. Even so, the compromise drew the support of the 9/11 commissioners, 9/11 victims' families, and President Bush. But Speaker Hastert told reporters last night that taking intelligence powers out of the Defense Department was a major part of Republicans' objections.
If there's a question about the safety of our troops on the ground, we want to make sure that that's cleared up before we do pass this legislation.
And so, in the name of supporting the troops, Speaker Hastert sent the House home without passing the 9/11 intelligence reform bill. He did leave open the possibility of bringing back the Congress in December to continue work on the bill, but at least last night, there appeared to be little will to reopen the delicate negotiations. What Congress did accomplish yesterday was final passage of the catch-all spending bill to fund the federal government for fiscal year 2005, which began 2 months ago. Leaders lumped together the nine spending measures into one giant bill called an omnibus. Its more than 1,600 pages contained the funding for most of the federal government. In fact, it had so many programs and agencies that the top Democrat on the House Appropriations Committee, David Obey, called it a poster child for institutional failure.
Because the nine appropriation bills which are wrapped into this early Thanksgiving turkey should have been dealt with by the House months ago.
Among the provisions slipped into the bill by House Republicans was a new abortion restriction. Current law allows doctors to refuse to perform abortions for reasons of conscience. California Senator Barbara Boxer was angered that that law was broadened in the bill.
Not only a doctor, but an HMO, an insurance company, they can decide they don't want to offer the service regardless of state law, regardless of local law, and regardless of federal law.
Boxer threatened to slow Senate progress on the bill, but then relented when Majority Leader Bill Frist promised her a vote to repeal the abortion provision in the coming months. Even if a repeal did pass the Senate, though, it's unlikely to be taken up by the House. So the new abortion restriction is likely to be law. The omnibus bill also contained funding for thousands of local pork barrel projects. In the end, though, few, if any, members of Congress actually read the bill before they voted. Andrea Seabrook, NPR News, The Capitol.